You're listening to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. You're hearing the first notes from jazz pianist and composer Dave Bass, who's in the studio and at the keyboard. You can hear the Dave Bass Afro-Cuban Jazz Quintet February 10th at Clara Auditorium in Midtown Sacramento. This is an artist who, at one point in his early life, was opening for Alice Cooper and Captain Beefheart. Then an accident changed his musical future. He became a lawyer. And only in 2005 did he come back around to the music. Dave's first CD was released in 2010, his second in 2015. Now he's working on a third. We're so happy to have him back on Insight. Little Malaguena to start the day, right?
Very good.
Hi, Dave. How have you been you were here 2 years ago?
I've been great. Just finished recording a new CD in New York with Ted Nash and Carlos Enriquez and Karen Allison. We're going to be mixing that just starting in about a week.
Congratulations.
And it'll be, thanks so much, and it'll be released in July, again on Wailing City, just like my New York City Sessions record.
We visited 2 years ago, and in that conversation went through the history about your early musical life, the wrist injury that redirected you, and then the return. So we'll post that conversation, and it's great to talk through how you got to this place. Because you just mentioned the 2015 album, there was a letter or an accolade that came to you.
Well, when I was still a deputy attorney general at the very end of that career, which no longer exists for me. Now it's music 24/7. My boss was Kamala Harris. And out of the blue one day, I got a very nice letter from her, which if she becomes president, I'm sure I'll make use of that. Very complimentary. She had read something about my musical career and just is apparently a jazz fan and said it was a great album. And she knew that the effort and talent it took to do that was the same effort and talent that I used in my legal career.
What's the comparison between prosecuting a big case as a deputy attorney general and being able to record, put together a CD, release it, and perform the music in front of a crowd?
Well, communication, for one. I mean, music is a form of communication, and of course, all legal work bottoms out on communication, whether you're grilling someone and trying to get them to own up to something, or whether you're just trying to convince a judge or a jury of your point of view and to not accept your opponent's point of view. So that's all communication. And you have to be creative about how you present that. Now, music, I think, is what you're communicating in music is more subtle and less easily defined, but people will tell you, you know, how powerfully music will affect them. If they're in a certain mood, they'll want to put on, you know, a certain, you know, that's a certain feel. Now, how you can't describe that feel the same way you could describe a sexual harassment suit, for example, where there's a litany of rules, and you'd say, here are the three rules in the test. I mean, there's no, you could do that, or you could have the boogie-woogie thing would be communicating another feel. Maybe makes people want to dance a certain way. So it's all about communication, but the communication in music, like I say, is more supple and eventually more powerful.
Thank you for weaving together the topics we've talked about. Obviously, with your history in the California Attorney General's office, you're going to be watching that Spanish language response closely tonight, but also that idea of freedom and what we do with freedom and how in music freedom is used to speak the language in so many ways.
Well, that's such a very good point. And one of the positive sides of technology, which is sort of taking over everyone's life these days, is that in music, it's all readily available instantly right now. Mm-hmm. So it gives you the freedom to hear all kinds of things. I mean, say Cuban music, which I'm going to be featuring with my Afro-Cuban jazz quintet this coming Sunday, February 10th. When I first became, as a musician, entranced with this in the 70s, it was very hard to come by the authentic recordings and the authentic musicians to know just what the story was. Hmm. And now all that stuff's available on the internet and has been transcribed, and it's a different story. So you can travel to Cuba now, which I did a few years ago. Hmm. And so that freedom in the music, well, it cuts both ways, sort of like your guest was saying. I mean, it's the freedom so that you're aware of everything, but because there's so much, an abundance of riches, sometimes it can be overwhelming.
Yeah, it's the balance that we teach our teenagers. More freedom means more responsibility to stay safe, watch your decisions and choices.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
So in front of me, I see a piece of sheet music. And this says to me that this is a new song.
Yeah, that's exactly right. This is a new composition. It will be on my new CD to be released in July. And we'll be playing it with the Afro-Cuban Jazz Quintet this Sunday. And by the way, you can get tickets at my website, davebassmusic.com. There's still some tickets left for the Sunday show. This is called Danzón Number 1, and it's written to feature the clarinet, but I'll be playing the clarinet part and everything else. And it's based on a specific Cuban rhythm called a danzón, which is one of the oldest rhythms out of Cuba. It's like bum, dum, dum. Bum, 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 doom, doom, doom. So you can sort of imagine that. So you, like at the gig, you'll hear Carlos Caro play Wiro, and he'll be going, ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch. So it's a sort of a stately, slow rhythm, not like, not like this. That's
okay.
A mambo,
yeah.
Or a son. So anyway, this is Danzón Number 1. It's a brand new tune. Thank you.
Danzón Number 1, a new song composed by and just performed live in our studio by jazz pianist Dave Bass.
Thank you.
It's beautiful. Do you use technology to help you create and then write down what you're playing? How do you actually put it on paper?
Well, I wish I had used more technology. I'm sort of a Luddite when it comes to that. I write it by hand.
You sit with a pencil and staff paper.
Staff paper, exactly. Mm-hmm. Write it by hand. And then I just hire someone to then reproduce it on a PDF where I can then transpose it and, you know, like the clarinet player, like that line. That's a clarinet line, and it's got to be in a different key. So I'll just hire someone to do that. So my own composing, I have a piece of plexiglass I put up on the music stand on my piano, mm-hmm. and I just take a pencil and an eraser and blank staff paper and just write it down old school.
And that 3 or 4 page manuscript will end up opening up when you perform it live. With solos, it will expand and grow.
That's right. And in fact, I almost stopped playing in the middle. When I do this this part in the middle, that's a cha-cha. That's, it changes from the danzón to a cha-cha, and there'd be like a timbale solo and a...
It sounds like that was the bed for something big happening there.
Yeah, exactly. That's right.
Yeah. So you can see and hear Dave Bass's Afro-Cuban Jazz Quintet Sunday night, February 10th at Clara Auditorium. We'll post a link to his website where tickets are. That's also part of the new album. And what inspired the new album?
Well, nothing specific, just my general life. I retired from the law. A couple years ago. And so I've been just practicing like crazy. And music is so deep and endless. I mean, the more I would practice, the more things I'd see coming up, you know, and the more music I would see. So... the new album, for example, has some really intricate bebop on it. Lenny Tristano's Lenny's Pennies, Bud Powell's Hallucinations.
Oh, that don't kind of, stop.
we won't be doing that on February 10th, but that's we can go out with that if you want. That's an old Bud Powell bebop tune called Hallucinations, and we do that, and Lenny's Pennies, Ted Nash plays alto flute on that. I'm just exploring every possible avenue of music I can.
The new album out in July, does it have a title yet?
I'm looking for a title. Maybe you can help me out when I... when I have some mixed cuts, I'll play them for you, and you can... my wife and I are desperately trying to come up with a good title.
Okay. Well, that sounds great. And that means you'll be back soon if it's due out this summer.
That's right.
I am going to close out the show and say thank you to you, Dave Bass, and we'll let you play out. Hallucinations is a great idea for a closing song.
Okay.
And say again that it's Sunday night, February 10th at Clara Auditorium, and link...
At 6:30 p.m.
6:30.
And you can get a ticket link at DaveBassMusic.com.
All right.
And there's still a few tickets left, so we hope to see everybody there.
Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Great to have you
back.
It's
been a pleasure. Thanks for having me back.
And that's Insight for today. I'm Beth Ruyak. Thanks for joining us. Here is the one and only Dave Bass. Thank you, Dave.
You're very welcome. Thank you.